What is going on, everyone? Byron Pringle here with the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. Now, have you ever used the phrase, I wish or I want? These are common statements we use, especially when it comes to something we desire to have. I wish I had a better relationship with my partner, or I really want to quit my job to pursue that business, to just name a few. It's easy to make excuses and to fall short on meeting your goals. So on today's episode, we will be discussing how your victim mindset and your limiting beliefs are holding you back from your full potential, and to discuss steps you can take to turn those I wish or I wants into I wills. So go ahead, sit up straight, hold your head up high, because today's episode is about to start. If you're a podcast junkie like I am, you probably thought about starting your own podcast. Buzzsprout is the easiest and hands down the best way to launch a professional podcast. Buzzsprout has already helped well over 100,000 podcasters. Buzzsprout will also get your podcast listed on some of the major directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more. Plus, Buzzsprout also provides the necessary resources to learn the ins and outs of the podcasting world from the people who eat, drink, and breathe podcasting. To start your own podcast and get a $20 Amazon gift card, follow the link in the show notes to get started on your podcasting adventure today. Buzzsprout, the easiest way to start a professional podcast. What is going on, my beautiful and talented listenership? Byron Pringle here with the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. Just a friendly reminder, if you love what we do here at the Rise Up Motivational Podcast, don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss another episode of our podcast. And after today's episode, do me a favor, head over to our Twitter page and follow me there at Coach with Byron. Aside from posting our daily inspirational quotes, I'm also posting life hacks and strategies on how to become a better version of yourself through self-improvement and mindset growth. Now, speaking of coaching, I'm also offering initial free coaching sessions. If you're interested in being coached by me, send me an email, info@theriseupmotivationalpodcast.com. Use subject line, Coach with Byron. If you would like to become a sponsor on our show, send us an email, info@theriseupmotivationalpodcast.com. Use subject line, sponsorship. We are offering both a opening or mid-roll slots for 60 seconds for only $35, or you can sponsor the entire episode for only $100. Our podcast reaches hundreds of listeners every week. Now talk about a great way to get some market exposure for your company. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. Byron Pringle here, and I just want to say thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedules to listen to this very podcast. Today we are recording episode 17, Stop Lying to Yourself. Now, I have to ask you guys, have you guys recently or have ever used the phrase, I wish or I want? Now, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I've used those, either one of those two phrases quite a few times in my life. And I just want to say that these phrases are not very constructive. They actually prohibit you from pursuing the lifestyle that you deserve. So today we want to discuss why these phrases are not constructive, how we are going to replace these phrases with the statement, I will. And we're also going to be talking about key ways on how to break those habits and to achieve the lifestyle that you deserve. So we're going to stop lying to ourselves for a moment today and really dig in to how we can break certain habits and to achieve the lifestyle that you deserve. So first and foremost, we want to try to completely remove the phrase, I wish or I want. Either one of those need to be removed from our vocabulary. Because usually when we use these phrases, an excuse usually follows behind. Like, I wish I could have worked out a little bit more, or I want that better job promotion. But why? Why do we use these BS excuses instead of stating, I will start working out and get in shape, or I will get that job promotion if I simply just apply myself? Now, the reason why most people fail is because there is little to no action behind their goal, so therefore their outcome will remain the same. But it all starts with your mindset. What are you telling yourself? Are you telling yourself, I want a better lifestyle for myself and my family? Or maybe, just maybe, you should be telling yourself, I will have a better lifestyle for myself and my family. You notice the difference there? When we tell ourselves that I will get in shape by going to the gym 3 times a week, or I will get that job promotion because I'm going to simply apply myself a little bit more at work, versus saying I wish or I want. When we use the I will statement and then follow up with an action, it becomes a little bit more clear to us on how to achieve said action. When we remove the I wish, I want from our mindset and get away from the excuses, therefore it clears our mindset and allows us to see things a little bit more clearer. Now, I know some of you guys might be saying, well, I would love to lose weight, but I have kids at home that prohibits me from going to the gym, or I would love to work on getting that promotion or moving up the corporate ladder, but I've got just so much going on in my personal life. Here's the thing I've always said. Excuses are like buttholes. And I'm sure you guys heard this saying. So excuses are buttholes. Everyone's got one and they stink. And so buttholes are what's prohibiting you to achieve your next level of greatness. And you're like, wow, that's kind of a weird analogy. But I mean, honestly, if we are holding ourselves back from achieving greatness, we are lying to ourselves when we say, yeah, I wish we can achieve these objectives, or I would want to. Well, yeah, I mean, you wish you want, but what are we going to do? What will you do to achieve greatness? And it's like a buddy of mine, he wants to lose 2 pounds a week, 8 pounds a month, but he's found it challenging. So I made him a goal to use pen and paper. And I keep telling people, like, do not underestimate the power of a pen and paper. I do very little note taking on my phone. Just because with everything that's going on with my phone, like, you got Instagram, you have Facebook, you have LinkedIn, you have all these different things, and then now I'm working on TikTok stuff, and you have all these different platforms of people texting you, people calling you, and it's just, it gets so crammed up. So I then convert all my thoughts into a notebook, and I schedule all my meetings and everything that I do for my business through my notebook, and it's right there, it's right in front of me, black and white. I told him, I said, what you need to do is sketch out a plan on what your week is going to look like. What nights are you going to go to the gym? Pick 3 nights of the week that's going to work best. No one knows your schedule better than yourself. So don't lie to yourself and say, well, I'm going to do 3 nights a week and then not have a plan in place. Again, I wish I went to the gym, or I want to go to the gym. Well, you will go to the gym because you're going to pick 3 nights. If you're committed, you're going to pick 3 nights that's going to work best with your work schedule and everything that's going around. So he picked Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. Perfect. So figure out the times when you're going to go to the gym. No excuses. Go have a workout plan for each day that you go. And then obviously in your off times, minimize your sugar intake and watch your calories and just watch what you eat and drink more water. And he's been doing this for about a month now. And he's been hitting his goals. But, you know, the thing is when we take away the I wish and I want, it completely opens up a new paradigm of success for you. With just simply changing that statement to I will, and then follow up with an action. And again, you know, hard work equals a great equalizer. You can build your mental control to become a better version of yourself, but you just got to have some self-control. Another thing I do want to point out here is you need to focus on things you can control versus what you can't control. You know, being a manager in the restaurant world, you know, you got to pick and choose your battles. If you go in and you try to fight battles that you can't control, and it's going to drive you nuts. So again, picking what you can control versus what you can't control, and then taking advantage of the things you can control, building upon those. Now, that reminds me of a story I heard the other day about a three-legged dog, and it was actually on a TikTok video, and there was this dog with a couple other dogs, and this dog has three legs, and he's hopping around, and this dog is so happy. Yeah, he's barking, and he's got a big smile on his face, and the other four-legged dogs, they were the same way. But it's like, you know, it's crazy to think that, you know, here's a three-legged dog that doesn't know any different, but he's got such a positive and happy outlook in life. And here we are, when things go south for us, we carry around that negativity years and years on our back like a backpack. You know, so all I'm saying is, you know, you got to shift your mindset on a positive and more proactive viewpoint in how you can switch your I wants, I wishes to I wills, and then try to make best out of that circumstance. Stop playing that victim card. You know, you got to get off that hook there and start committing and start working towards your future. Again, excuses are like buttholes. Everyone's got one, and they stink. So there's no sense of continuously creating those excuses, because you're not going to get anything productive out of them. These are things that I want you guys, so if you got a piece of paper and pen in front of you, I'm going to highly, highly encourage you guys to go ahead and jot these four ways on how to break a habit. Now, they say that it usually takes 21 days to break a habit, and I am actually creating a coaching program on the 21-day challenge on how to become a better version of yourself. So more information is going to be coming down the pipeline here soon about this program, this course I'm creating. Again, I'm going to have more stuff available on my Twitter page at Coach with Byron. So four things we need to look at here, how to break a habit. First and foremost, you got to define the behavior you got to define the behavior you want to change or develop. So again, you need to identify, okay, what do we want to do differently? Again, if you want to work on having a better relationship with your spouse, you know, what can we do to create a better plan? Or if you want to go to the gym more often, get more fit, then you need to identify what is holding you back. Number two, identify and deal with the trigger. So you need to identify what is prohibiting you on stopping you from going to the gym. And then you need to deal with those triggers. Is it because you're too tired? You know, me, I'm the same way. Like, I'll get too tired to go to the gym, but you just got to really push yourself. Like a buddy of mine, like the buddy I was telling you guys about, you know, he was like, well, you know, when I get off, I go home, I get tired, and I try to get when you get off work, take your gym clothes with you. Go directly to the gym, shower off there. You know, so you have no excuse. You got no reason to stop at home. Everything is with you. Develop a substitution plan for step three. So develop a substitute plan. This is usually something that needs to be replaced. So, for example, if you're working on a diet plan, obviously, like, if you don't want to drink soda, obviously, that's a big no-no. Replace it with more water or, like, a diet soda, I would recommend. And then, number four, revisit your goals and measure progress. I can't stress this enough. So, when we are working on losing weight, for an example, revisit every week. Have you met your goal? Have you hit your 2 pounds? Measure your progress. Where are you at? You know, do you need to change something different? Maybe do you need to work on, you know, substituting something out of your diet in order to meet your plan? Or maybe instead of having date nights on Thursday nights, maybe it might work best on Saturday nights so you can get a babysitter to watch your kids. You know, we need to identify, again, what is prohibiting us the I wish, I want, getting rid of that out of your vocabulary and follow up with the I will. You know, I will lose weight. I will identify the triggers and deal with the triggers. I will develop a substitute plan to replace these bad habits with better ones and then revisit my goals and measure progress. I really hope that this episode will help you guys on how to, first and foremost, stop lying to yourself and saying that, you know, I wish, I want, and then just daydreaming on the lifestyle that you want. It all starts with the I will statement. So today, your call to action is go ahead and list these four behaviors or four ways to break habits. Again, define the behavior you want to change or develop. Identify and deal with the triggers. 3, develop a substitution plan. And 4, revisit your goals and measure progress. Well, that is all the time I have today. Thank you so much to you guys, my beautiful, talented listenership. It is a blessing that I do this every single week. I'm just so thrilled to bring you these inspirational and personal development messages. So please, if you found today with any sort of value, don't forget to hit that subscribe button and share today's episode with your friends and family, to just let them know that we're out there and we're there to help them out as well. Tag us at the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. That is our tag handle. And also, again, if you're on Twitter, go ahead, follow me, Coach with Byron. And if you're interested in me coaching you, I do have an initial free coaching consultation that I do offer to all my listenership. So go ahead, email us, info@theriseupmotivationalpodcast.com. Just be sure to put in subject line, Coach with Byron. And I'm going to leave you guys the same way I do at the end of every episode, to make it your God-given mission to be a blessing in someone's life. I love you guys and appreciate all you guys do. And I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful day. Take care.